today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Tuesday, is the 15th of Jamadil Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 18th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Baqarah, verse 229. We'll listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون.
Divorce is twice. Then either keep her in a reasonable manner or release her with good treatment. And it is not lawful for you to take what you have given them unless both fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits of Allah. But if you fear that they will not keep within the limits of Allah, then there is no blame upon either of them concerning that by which she ransoms herself. These are the limits of Allah, so do not transgress them. And whoever transgresses the limits of Allah, it is those who are the wrongdoers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Once there came a woman to one of the Prophet's wives and complained about her husband that he repeatedly divorced her and they revoked again to create damages for her thereby. And it was customary among pagans, Arabs, that a man could divorce his wife thousands of times and revoke it. While there was no limit in this regard. When this grievance was reported to the Prophet, the verse was revealed and limited the divorce. Divorce in Islam. This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In order to prevent divorce, Islam campaigns against its causes. One influential factor for divorce is the disheartenment of a husband for his wife and his fondness and affection toward non-mahram women. The chief instrument for this is a lack of adequate hijab among women and leering in men. When a man looks upon a woman who is more beautiful and attractive than his own wife, he may become infatuated with her and become disheartened with his wife. Little by little, he makes familial life bitter by finding faults, seeking excuses, and picking quarrels, which might ultimately lead to divorce. In order to keep this from happening, on the one hand, Islam enjoins women to observe hijab, cover their attractions from men, and refrain from being alluring for anyone but their own husbands. On the other hand, Islam directs men to abstain from looking and joking and bantering with non-mahram women. If their eyes happen upon non-mahram women, they must not linger and immediately look away. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. At the same time, we find that it's indicated in the Holy Quran, in the Surah An-Nisa, verse 35, in that in case you fear that there would be a divorce, I mean, between a man and his wife, a husband and wife, between a husband and wife, select someone on the side of the husband and one on the side of the wife, and they should come and sit together and discuss the matters, the matters of difference, so that they would change this case of divorce into a case of matrimony and wedlock and getting reunited again. Lexically speaking, in the Arabic language, the word talaq, translated into English, like divorce. Lexically, talaq in the Arabic language means detestion. Having a feeling towards something is detestable or detestableness. In the Arabic language, talaq means divorce. Divorce of ending marriage or matrimony and so on. In Islamic instructions, we find that divorce is permissible under its certain conditions. And because of this, we find that in the Islamic religion, getting married is much easier than divorcing. The legal process of getting married is much easier. However, the legal process stages of achieving a divorce isn't that practicable. Of course, it can be done, and some people, we hear here and there that for example, a husband divorces his wife, or a wife gets divorced from her husband, but all in all, it isn't anything favorable in the Islamic religion.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special on steps to an Islamic divorce, arbitration. A marriage and a possible divorce involve more people than just the two spouses. It affects children, parents, and entire families. Some couples seek an alternative involving an independent marriage counselor, while a counselor may play an important role in reconciliation. This person is naturally detached and lacks personal involvement. Family members have a personal stake in the outcome and may be more committed to seeking a resolution. If this attempt fails after all due efforts, then it is recognized that divorce may be the only option. The couple proceeds to pronouncing a divorce. Allahu, 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 Allahu,
Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I. Knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allahu alladhi yahdina jami'an. Allahu alladhi na'tiz bihi jami'an.
Let's look at the tips to cope and move forward. One of the tips is self-reflect. Self-reflection is always a good thing. Anytime you go through a major life event or change, it is worth your time and energy to focus on the positive and negative aspects of your experience. Dear friend, think about these questions. What was your part in the relationship? In what ways can you grow from it? What did you learn about yourself and your relationship? Do you have regrets? If so, how can you plan to do things differently? Do you need to apologize? Are you holding on to resentments? If so, how can you let go of them? You may even possibly find yourself remembering some good from your marriage, focusing on the good things that came out of your relationship. Children, memories, friendships you formed along the way can help you let go of the negatives.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Criticizing, spying, and praying into the lives of the divorcees. Every time they travel, why did they travel? Who are they traveling with? Why is she traveling? There are sins Allah forgives, and there are sins Allah will not forgive until that person in the Day of Judgment, you have to face them. You accuse this person. You made up fictitious tales and stories and lies about this person. Go and seek their forgiveness. Do I want to put myself in that position? And not only the one who states those stories, but the one who listens also shares. Just like if you hear the Quran, you share the thawab. You hear the majlis, you share the thawab. You hear the ahadith, you share the thawab. Just like you hear the ghiba, you share the iqab. Just like you hear the buhtan and the namima and the accusation and the lies, you share the punishment and the sin. And we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Why we prayed into the lives of people, why we looked into their lives, and even if they made mistakes, even if they were sinful, is it my business to go after them and to expose them?
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
but I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I've never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. Mind said, don't be a fool. Need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know where my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.